This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan Army Commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. As Edward Uranian reports, that came 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salameh, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. Netanyahu is competing for votes with small far-right parties who advocate annexation. His comments are likely to appeal to hardline voters who object to ceding lands to the Palestinians. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Nabil Abu Radnina, said that any measures and any announcements will not change the facts. Settlements are illegal and they will be removed. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, and this is VOA News. At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints. At least 4 policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to a provincial council leader. 2 explosions in the eastern Nangarhar province claimed the lives of at least 3 civilians, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar and Saripul. President Donald Trump doubled down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system is full and cannot take any more migrants from Central America. Speaking to the Republican-Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, Mr. Trump said the immigration system is broken, with criminals and drug dealers posing as those seeking asylum.
You look at this guy, you say, wow, that's a tough cookie. I am very fearful for my life. I am very worried that I will be accosted. If I'm sent back home, no. He'll do the accosting.
Trump was courting Jewish voters for next year's election. American Jews have traditionally voted with the Democratic Party, but the president was trying to highlight some of his actions, including his decision to move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The Trump administration wants up to 2 years to find all the children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Julie Walker has details.
In court filings, the Justice Department says it needs to review 47,000 cases of unaccompanied children taken into custody at the border between June 2017 and July 2018. The administration would begin by sifting through names for signs of likely separation. For example, children under 5 years old. The administration would then provide this information to the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued to reunite families. The ACLU says there is no reason it should take up to 2 years. I'm Julie Walker.
And rival political factions took to the streets across Venezuela on Saturday in a mounting struggle for control of the crisis-racked nation, where U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido is attempting to oust socialist president Nicolas Maduro. Thousands crammed into the El Marques district of Caracas in support of Guaido, the leader of the National Assembly. Meanwhile, across town, thousands of Maduro backers, all dressed in red, waved flags and danced around a stage, blasting music ahead of a march to the presidential palace. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.